Lecture in Prabhupada's room, confidential talks with his devotees on the evening of April 17th, 1972 in Auckland, New Zealand.
Now they are building huge spaceships, will be like a city, and they will install a city there, a spaceship, something big like a city, and then there will be little spaceship going back and forth. But they think they said that they're doing something like that now. One was leaving this morning 5 o'clock to go there on the moon. One astronaut were leaving this morning to go there.
They have gone many times. But they cannot save it. They come back.
They cannot stay here either very long. They cannot stay here very long either.
They can stay here and they live. But yeah, it is with that the house they can be there.
Well, they will bring everything from here there and then they can live there.
That is the fear. But some people there. Two million miles for over.
It is nearly nine. 9 million.
So, the gasoline that is from here, 9 million, compared. That's the problem.
It's not exactly gasoline, the solid gasoline. The solid is kind of a very chemical affair. It is not exactly the same kind of chemical. And for a while also, the Sputnik, they work with the
Yeah. that half is facing sun all the time, while the other half is completely out of sunshine. That is hot. Yes.
What is it to be?
This is sunshine.
What is that at the moon time? That is living something. What is that sunshine? That is not ordinary dust. Because in ordinary dust, if there is sunshine, it does not exist.
Look at that one. Yes, because they can see moon shine, dust shining from the moon.
And they can see that when you are on the planet moon, they take picture of the planet Earth, and it is like the sun, it is like the moon. From here, the moon looks just like the Earth looks from the moon.
Then the moonlight will just like they just.
They do, yes. Yes. They can actually see that you can see Mars from here.
This is the optic picture
Suppose there is one blackboard, and if there is one white dot, you can see it. Similarly, the whole sky is
The other part is dark.
Yes.
How it can remain dark if there is shining from the earth is going there.
Now what happens that if suppose there is a moon and there is sun and the moon is going like that, see? So that half remains in light all the time. And the other half is remains out of sunshine all the time.
Every planet is rotating.
But moon is rotating in such a way that the half remains in sunshine, the other half remains in dark all the time.
Rotating means it's not sun, because sunshine is very great and all other planets are very small. So as it is rotating, it must come to be placed on the sunshine.
Because there are two reasons, there are two forces to the moon, one from the earth, another from the sun. See, the two forces keep the moon in a such a way that if the half, only one half, remains facing the sun, and then half into the dark.
Yes, all right. I don't get it all because this is unnatural. Every planet is rotating. Then got all this. That is right. So how moon can be different from other planets? Every planet is in the outer space. There are no support, but no. There is a process by which it is rotating. So, how the moon will be if the sun is rotating? So, what means moon? I thought that we are going to define method of rotating. So, everything to me at least. Yes, it's the story. And they have not gone to the other part. Why not? Why is it
dark there? Yes. It's dark there. Completely dark.
So that means that part never comes to the center.
No.
So that is impractical. Sun is also rotating. The sun also, while rotating, it does not light that much. But this is more, it is not rotating. But sun is rotating. So it is not shining the other part.
But sun is rotating this more.
Sun
is rotating this more, which was light.
Sun is rotating with all the planets.
Yes.
All the planets. That is another.
The
whole planet system is
rotating.
The center is the pole star. So that is another rotation.
Yes. The moon is rotating around us, but again, Earth is rotating around the sun. the sun and moon, and moon and earth, they all both rotating around the sun. But again, moon is rotating around earth too. And with moon, earth is rotating around sun.
And there are many other planets there also rotating.
Oh yes, they all rotating around.
All rotating. Moon is only small. I think it's smaller than the earth.
Smaller or yes? Much more smaller.
Of course, you can go on speculating, but so fast, we have got our information from Astra. Moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. They reflect on the planet. They are called demigods. So the demigods means they have got very, very long duration of time, the more intelligent, the better of living in Astra. Better. The big things we are working for you. But if they describe the moon planet like that, it's very difficult for us.
See, this will happen sometimes with that form in the that description in Shastra and the reality they can contradict each other. So what sometimes has say and what sometimes believe from the Shastra. It will contradict each other.
Contradict by to them. We don't contradict. We let it everything. And their contradiction does not prove that they are talking on both planets, so many things, but they are
there was one program on television where they were presenting the theories of the scientists, and they were showing how the theories that they have on outer space every 10 or 12 years are changing completely. And the whole program was a scientific program, said this is what we believe. They all contradicted each other, every one.
What is the end of them all the time? Oh yes, it is changing all the time. So they say the sun is getting bigger and bigger all the time.
That's
the fact.
Everything is bigger.
So this planet also for a while.
Yes.
It became like a seed and then it grows with all the
How about Earth? Is it getting bigger too?
Earth?
Yes. It's getting bigger.
And this evolution process, is this different living entity among the 8,400,000 species who came gradually until man came, or man was always here?
Man was always here.
All men was always on this planet.
May not be in this planet, but there was because this planet in New Zealand, there was no men. That's why the Europeans came later on. So it was not so full of men. But there was a class of men. All other animals, trees were there.
You see, at the high temperature of 60 million centigrade, anything that does not remain in solid or liquid form becomes a gas, a vapor completely. Now, how in that?
They have got gaseous body.
Gaseous body.
Yes.
That's what I mean. There must be some gaseous body.
And the scientists, they also say that in 25 years from now, Whatever they can try to do, they will not be able to feed all the people on this planet. They can try to pill.
Then at the end of it, everything has changed. That's what they can feed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So they have got this loophole.
and they can speak any mouth.
Yeah.
They like that, or it just came.
Mm-hmm. One time they believed that the world was flat.
And the man was hanged.
Who yes.
said it is out.
Yes.
That is their perfect knowledge.
Yes.
So we have to believe that perfect knowledge. When they say, it can escape, they have to. We cannot accept that knowledge. It changes every 25 years. But we see,
the wound that we have in our life is only the flesh of our life.
Yes, that is. And we are working back to the state. Nakshatranama on the tattoo.
Yes.
So, the moon planet is one of the stars, luminary. Earth is also reflecting like that. What is the use of moonlight?
But Earth is a reflection of moonlight. But what the reason is that sky is pretty dark, isn't it? But if any object come in the sky, and if moonlight falls on that object, then you can see the object. And that is due to the reflection of light that we get from that object. See what happens, if moonlight does not fall on the sun, then we won't be able to see the sun at all. If sunlight doesn't fall on the sun, then we would not be able to see the sun at all. Similarly, if sunlight does not fall on the earth, then they would not be able to see earth from the sun, earth from the moon.
All this material world.
This is right.
We are not going to take birth again in this material world, either in the moon planet or sun planet or this planet or that. Within this universe, not only this universe, there are millions of universes. Nowhere we are going to come. We are not interested.
No.
Tattādi haṁ punat janmanayati bhāmeyatukāṁ. So we are going to be grateful to have our eternal, blissful knowledge and life. That is our goal. So what should we do in this TV information on moon planet, this planet, that planet? We have got already some information, yes, etc. But we are not going there. We are not interested. Why do we go there?
No. Are you talking about the three astronauts on their way there now? Yeah.
We don't want any petrol. We don't want to give our life for some petrol.
Why? Why should I find out petrol? When my petrol will be finished, I'll have to take a body like a dog.
No.
So, finding out the petrol, when his personal petrol is finished, he'll have to accept the body of a dog. That's all. What is going to do? First of all, try to fill up your own personal petrol. Yes, personal petrol, which is here to finish. That they don't get. No. After finishing the personal petrol, he is going to accept the body of a dog. Then what is the use of finding petrol in motor? What is the answer for this? How they are going to stop the petrol, which is going to finish after 10 years or 15 years? Where is the provision? Where is the atomic energy and petrol to keep yourself to find out petrol in the moon planet? Where is that problem? By the time you find out petrol in moon planet, your petrol will be finished. Then what will do? By that time, your personal petrol will be finished. You cannot move, you cannot talk all nonsense. Then what do you do? So long you have got petrol, you are talking all nonsense, all kinds of. But when this petrol will be finished, you no longer will be able to talk. What to speak of finding out petrol in moon planet? Well, that problem is solved. They are not very much interested in this subject matter. After all, your petrol is limited. Suppose you can live 50, 60 years, or 100 years. So the scientist, when his petrol is finished, he's kicked out of the state. Many, many scientists. So why do they not find out petrol for himself so that he may continue the research work? So why they are lacking this knowledge? What do you say?
They have a capsule when they put people who die from a sickness, and they take all the blood out and they put some chemical, and they say that maybe in 50 or 20 or 100 years from now, when they will have find the medicine, they will wake them up.
That is in future.
Yes.
So they are trying to keep the person.
That they are trying to keep the body conserved in a machine for the time being. They pay $1 million to be put in that machine, and the machine all day long take all this chemical out and then of their body. So maybe in 50 years they will be able to wake them up to cure the disease that has killed them.
They're frozen too. Right?
Frozen, yeah, that's it, frozen. They call that frozen. And great scientists, great doctors, they do that. They pay $1 million to go in that machine, and the hope that one day they will be able to come back and enjoy.
You want to go?
I want to go and feel his feet.
Dishati paile jana mukhishan mahar mahadrishte jiveri seido just like when a person began to go to haunted. He talks all nonsense. Similarly, one who is under the influence of Maya, he also talks. So, this machine has proved successful even for a single man up till then.
They have not woken up anyone now. We all still in the machine. And 5 years.
100 years.
So that all the people who paid the money will be dead also.
The people are paying money and waiting for
$1 million.
To be,
if you want a chance to be waking up one day, you have to have $1 million to maintain the machine for the time, you know, until they find the way to
go. Many men have gone and they are dead.
Yeah, many men.
So, after dies, then what is the profit?
They volunteer to be killed in a way because they put them to sleep. Then they withdraw all the blood from their veins and inject some chemicals, and then they freeze them very quickly. Quick freeze, and then 240 degrees below zero. And in order to maintain that condition, that temperature for 100, 200 years, it will cost a lot of money.
They're
required to pay so much in advance just to maintain that low condition.
So they're being stopped.
Yeah.
So after 200 years, they'll come out.
They're hoping that they'll be able to revive
them. But at least for 200 years, he's dead.
Yes.
Then what is when it is?
Because they have a disease. Most of them have a fatal disease that there is no cure for, like cancer or heart disease. They're hoping in 200 years they will have a cure, so that when they wake up, they can be cured from that disease and live so many more.
After 200 years, he will come out again. On this hope, he is paying $1 million and dying. And the government is allowing this business?
Science is very serious.